are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The whole purpose of an economic stimulus package is to create jobs. Democrats claim that if, in fact, their economic stimulus plan is passed, it could create or sustain as many as 3 or 4 million jobs. Republicans claim that in the current version, not many jobs will be created. But according to research done by Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, the Senate version of this package would create 300,000 new jobs for illegal immigrants. He joins me now to explain how that's the case and how right now the Senate version differs from the House of Representatives version. And Mr. Rector, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on. I don't think that this bill actually does cause a net increase in the number of jobs, but it does shift jobs from one sector and to another. If you spend money on construction, you have to borrow that from someplace else, which means you're going to have job loss in the other sector. But I do believe that this bill spends about $100 billion on new government construction, which would generate about 2 million jobs, each job lasting a year, spread out over about 5 years. And the question is, who would get those jobs? In the House version of this bill, a Congressman Kingston, a Republican from Georgia, put in a provision that said, look, any contractor who receives funds under this bill has to check that the workers that he's hiring are, in fact, American citizens or lawful immigrants and use Homeland Security E-Verify system in order to make that check, which is a real check. And that bill, that provision is in the House bill. Comes over to the Senate, they deliberately strip out of that provision. I can only emphasize deliberately strip out that provision in order to make sure that the contractors don't have to actually determine whether the people they are hiring are, in fact, U.S. citizens. About 1 out of 7 of all the construction workers in the United States are, guess what, illegal immigrants. The Senate bill deliberately says the contractor can go right ahead and hire those illegal immigrants. And as a consequence, we would expect that clearly about 1 out of 7 of the construction workers who will be hired under the Senate bill will, in fact, be illegal immigrants. That's about 300,000 workers over the next 4 or 5 years. It's just an outrageous provision. It's exactly the sort of thing that Washington doesn't want American citizens to know about. They don't want them to understand that the illegal immigrant lobby has gotten up here and says, hey, this bill has to be a bailout for illegal immigrants, too, and that's clearly what the Senate bill does.
Robert, what's the explanation for that, and do we know specifically which senators removed that provision?
We have no idea. It's clear that the Senate leadership removed that provision. They have no public explanation ever for why they do these things, but they tend to say that the E-Verify system, which currently checks about 1 out of 10 new hires in the U.S., is too complicated and expensive to use. That's an absolute lie. In fact, it cost employers about $4 per employee to check employees with this system. You get a response in almost all cases within about a half a second. All you do is enter in a Social Security number, name, date of birth, and it tells you whether or not that individual is a real person in the United States or a real lawful immigrant who's authorized to work. It does it instantaneously. It has virtually no error rate. There's never been a single U.S. citizen who was denied employment as a result of a malfunction in this system. It works perfectly, and the reason that we don't employ it across the board in our society is that La Raza and the pro-illegal immigrant groups know that it would throw 4 to 5 million illegal immigrants out of work immediately, and the corrupt parts of the business industry who deliberately want to hire illegals know that they couldn't do it if they were required to use this system. And that's why we are going to hire 300,000 illegal immigrants under this stimulus bill.
Last 30 seconds here. Robert, you know how legislation works on Capitol Hill. So we have one version with the E-Verify, one piece of legislation most likely without it. Which side do you think will win in conference?
I would really have no idea. I do know that when you tend to lift up the rock and look underneath it, that the people who do this kind of thing tend to scurry for cover. So to the extent that people are crawling in and complaining about this and revealing the outrageous things that are in this act, they tend to hide and fix things so that they because they can't bear the light of day.
Well, Mr. Rector, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for helping us understand what's going on here.
Thank you.
Robert Rector is a senior research fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to find the best of Dateline Washington online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.